We'd like to do a song now from the first film we made, and it's called Hard Day's Night. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
On August 23rd, 1964, the Beatles gave one of their best performances at the Hollywood Bowl. As usual, the concert was standing room only. It wasn't only the fans who thought the night was magic, so did the Beatles.
Well, the one we all enjoyed most, I think, was the Hollywood Bowl, even though it wasn't the largest crowd, because it seemed so important, you know, everybody was sort of saying things, and we got on, it was a big stage, and it was great, we enjoyed that the most.
Going back to Hollywood Bowl in the daytime was quite a surprise, because I think we must have just rushed in at night without a sound check, as was our wont, and just did it. And it looked fantastic. It looked black and marvellous and massive. And they used to have this big pool there, big stretch of water, so it was all reflected in that. And I seem to remember us being four little ants or little beetles on the stage, and these millions of seagulls out there again. Well, this time, because it was daytime, it was like the club had closed, you know. It looked very small to me. It looked more like Wimbledon.
Thank you. We'd like to carry on now with a newer song. I think it's on the new album over here, and it's a song called Things We Said Today.
If I have to
ago, you'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know, someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You said you'd be mine, yeah, till the end of time. These days such a kind, yeah, seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me all the time, yeah, we'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Time, girl, we go on and on. I can't find me love. For money, money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give. It's a love me too. I may not have a lot to give, what I got now to you. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody tell me so. So money can't buy me love.
Playing was always the pleasure, but what goes with it, you know, and especially for a group who was as big as us, where it was like 24 hours a day with no break, with press and people fighting to get into your room, you know, climbing 25 stories of drain pipes, knocking on your window. I mean, it never stopped, and that was the, wasn't the good part of it.
No.
But the shows, man, I mean, no one ever complained about them. It was just that everything that went around us would have, if we'd have carried on, I personally would have gone insane.
Singing a song called Boys Ringo!
Around the world, hey, 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 h
That's Boys from the Fab Four's legendary performance at the Hollywood Bowl. When we continue, we'll hear a rare unreleased live concert the band recorded for the BBC in London as we continue our journey down the Beatles' long and winding road.
Contact Allergy Patrol. Sir, you're a florist. Why the gas mask?
Bless you! Allergies are out of control.
You must have taken a 6-hour allergy pill.
Yeah, but it stopped working.
Try new Contact 12-hour allergy.
But Contact's for colds.
Listen to the name again, sir. New prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy.
12 hours? That's twice as long as Benadryl.
Come on, sir. It's time to smell the flowers. New Contact 12-hour allergy helps you control your allergies so they don't control you.
Use as directed.
I don't want to be a tattletale, but did you know that a lot of companies that make air conditioners put different names on them that aren't even their name? What's the matter? Are they ashamed? Well, they should be. On the other hand, American Standard air conditioners are made by guess who? American Standard. So maybe you don't know who made your present air conditioner, but I guess now you know who should make your next one.
American Standard air conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Before Degree of Guilt, its hero, attorney Christopher Padgett, was on the case. The case was The Lascaux Tangent. The Lascaux Tangent by Richard North Patterson, author of the national bestsellers Degree of Guilt and Private Screening. Patterson is a master, says the Los Angeles Times. Now he brings all the drama, all the suspense, all the excitement of Degree of Guilt to a phenomenal award-winning thriller. The Lascaux Tangent by Richard North Patterson, in paperback from Ballantine.